Music critic Milo Miles has some contemplative music he wants to recommend. It belongs in the eclectic, international, easy listening category, usually not one of Milo's favorites.
Some people call it meditative music, though I always thought the only proper accompaniment for meditation was silence. Some people call it late night or early morning music, but often those are folks who only listen to music at those times of day. Some people even call it new age music, though not when I'm around. Anyway, most of it is so languid and mush-minded as to be unspeakable. But every once in a while, nicely rounded and rigorous examples come along. One is a Northern European duo who call themselves Moboma. Another is a trio with the unlikely lineup of David Rothenberg on clarinet, Graham Boone on banjo, and Glenn Velez on frame drum. Here's a sample of Moboma from their album Myths of the Near Future, Part 1. Moboma are essentially a bass and guitar outfit with a lot of attachments. Bassist Skúli Sverrisson is the more flexible and inventive soloist, and he is probably responsible for nourishing the wide variety of low tones and drones on Moboma's three albums. Guitar, percussion, keyboards, and samples are handled by Carsten Tiedemann. He indulges in the occasional massive synthesizer swoosh, but makes up for it with some spiky guitar punctuation in the arrangements. There's a dewy tone to Moboma's presentation, titles like The Garden of Time, and dedication to all the world's extinct plants, animals, and indigenous people. But a sign of Moboma's taste and restraint is that they sample, as they put it, Central African voice, bird, forest sounds, and I don't hate it. Moboma are particularly recommended to fans of the more reflective ECM albums. The Rothenberg Boone Velez trio, on the other hand, should appeal to those who treasure early period albums by the group Oregon. Rothenberg Boone Velez CD is called On the Cliffs of the Heart, and one sign of the ever-present danger of sentimentality is that even though that's a line from Rilke, it sounds squishy out of context. The trio take on folk themes from France, Scotland, Turkey, and elsewhere, with the French being the most incisive, surprisingly. There's also blather in the liner notes about home being where you find it in music. But aside from sheer virtuosity and smart interplay, the reason On the Cliffs of the Heart works is because the predominant clarinet, banjo, and frame drum are tartar and tougher sounding than the more usual flute, guitar, trap drum setup. You can get away with more saccharine sound on harsher instruments. Too bad more people don't have the chops to try it.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge, Massachusetts.